Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
It's good to have you on board. Thanks for watching here on a Monday on YouTube TV. Thanks for listening on Sirius XM channel 158, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, or any of our great affiliates across the country. Coming up, we'll get you a Monday Night Football preview, big one going on, and some player props that stick out on this game. Also, NBA, NHL cards tonight. I'll tell you about a team and a half an hour, Paulie, in the NBA that is 9-0 ATS in the first quarter.
It's a lot of good streaks.
9-0 ATS first quarter. Pretty good. Okay, so let's take you back to last Thursday night and tie in what took place yesterday overall with Survivor. The Broncos getting past the Raiders and what that meant. John Murray over at the Westgate Superbook tweeted this out when that game was going on. Of the three remaining Super Contest Survivor competitors who still had the Broncos available, only one used them in the game against the Raiders. Almost lost. Probably should have lost the game.
Yes.
But that entry survived and made it past week number 10 and then had to sweat out what was going to take place yesterday. That one entry on Denver could have scooped the entire thing yesterday. Here's how. It's down to 16 people, by the way. So that one with Denver included to 16 overall. Four people were on the Panthers. We'll see you later. Four people were on the Bills. Fun ride. Five people were on the Chicago Bears.
I was shocked at the differences between this and Grandissimo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Only one person took the Bears. Five took Chicago.
Five here. This is a $5,000 contest. The winner takes home $550,000. Five were on the Bears, Pauly. If they lose that game, or if Jackson Dart doesn't get hurt, the Bears do lose that football game. I can say it, I can't prove it, but I'm quite confident in that. It's down to the Denver entry which got there, and then two remaining entries, both late. One on the Lions, and my remaining entry on Seattle. So if the Lions and Seahawks had lost with the Bears losing, the guy on Denver, person on Denver, whomever it is, would have scooped the entire thing. It did not play out like that. The Bears came back to win. Lions and Seahawks, no problem. And now we are down to eight entries overall to play out this bad boy.
How do you feel? Getting juicy. Very juicy.
Yeah, it's not great for my insomnia. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
It probably contributes to it quite a bit, to be honest. But
and it's also different because they don't have the Christmas and Thanksgiving rules in this one.
They do not. It's a standard Survivor League. Yep. You don't have to pick two teams any given week, anything like that. But I will tell you that based on last couple of years, Survivor, Pauly, dominates my life in the NFL. And I'll throw in college football as well. But it's all I think about. Well, I should say, when you factor in everything, right? And I play for a lot of, well, I play in some pretty decent-sized fantasy leagues, and I play in a lot of them. So fantasy, just betting this stuff daily, player props are big to me, college games, all of it. I'd say Survivor is 90-plus percent of all I think about and what I concentrate on the most compared to everything else. Like I have, in guillotine leagues, for example, if I don't get a miracle tonight in two of my leagues, I'm done. Does it suck? Yeah. But do I really, am I going to lose sleep over that? I won't even think about it again because my mind is basically on Survivor. That's it.
I was surprised two people passed on Denver.
Yeah, me too.
I'd like to know what they did with the other selections. There was an individual in Grandissimo who did not use the Lions that had them available. He used Denver and moved on. And also Grandissimo could have been over. And that is the dream team, which Durbify is a part of. If the Bears go down and Denver doesn't get the miracle, that contest is over. And Durbify and his group win $6.9 million.
They would have scooped the whole thing also yesterday.
Whole thing would have been over. Yep. Absolutely. So
two different scenarios here. Both contests could have ended on the same day.
Yeah.
And now that contest is down to six people?
Correct.
Right? And it's $6.9 million, like you said. And as Bill 80 wrote about today in the VSiN Daily, by the way, become a member today, vsin.com/subscribe.
Oh, good plug.
You get tons of benefits. He wrote, and he threw around the word chop, as if he's hearing about that now.
Well, we got a guest coming on this week. We'll see what happens. I mean, this is, I would think you have to do it. $6.9 million, six people left. Do it, just you get a million or you get 700,000, we play for the rest, whatever.
Yeah.
But you're also talking about people that paid 100,000 to get in a football contest, egos involved, entries, all that. You know, there was, I heard a story where a guy was given the opportunity to swap a little equity. He said no. Ego got involved. Hey, I still have the Bills left. You don't. Okay. And the Bills lose, and that individual marches on. I know he's kicking himself because I don't care what you're talking about. You just do the numbers. Oh, it's only 5%, or it's only, well, 2% of 7 million. You know, you'll take it.
Yeah.
5% of 7 million, you'll take it.
No doubt.
So swap some equity, see what they do. And I think we'll talk to James Sullivan later in the week about the, that chop discussion and what's going to happen. It gets juicy now, my friend, with only six left. And now it's start the insanity. Does it get through Thanksgiving? How many people have the Eagles left? What do you do with Baltimore? What if Burrow comes back and plays?
Right, true. That changes a lot of philosophies out there who have been waiting and banking on Baltimore to play that game against a really bad Bengals team without Joe Burrow.
Yep.
Well, bad defense and offensive line. But I also, like, next year, first of all, like the Grandissimo, 69 people in it for $100,000, the entry fee. Nobody thought it was going to go this far anyway.
No.
At the beginning of the year, it was a big long shot to actually make the Thanksgiving.
See if someone steps out this week. I assume everyone has the Patriots available.
Maybe not everybody.
Yeah, okay. I'll have to look at that. The other one is your big boy, and people can't get enough of these contests, and the documentary has a lot to do with it. But
I just
retweeted something about, oh, the humanity, because I thought the Bears were going to lose and the absolute carnage we had, and it got like 66,000 views. But the one individual, think about this. I didn't agree with it. It worked out for him. But you're down to like 1,900 people? You had such a huge edge if you're one of the two people that still have 10 left. And the guy shoved all 10 on the Bears. And somehow he gets there after the frantic comeback and the Giants blow it. So 1,000 people are left. 27% were on a team that hadn't won as a favorite in 4 years. You talked about that earlier. Carolina's lost 11 in a row now in that spot. 27% used on a team only laying 5 points. Denver should have lost. The Bills do lose. Bears should have lost. Someone did the option. He used one entry on Cleveland, one on the Jets. 15 teams used again.
Yeah.
15 teams. We're now down to 1,000. And the applied value over 18,000. And one individual who had 10 left put 5 on Carolina and 5 on the Bills. Condolences. He's out. Jerry was feeling good. That is brutal.
Ugh.
And again, congrats to the guy who shoved on the Bears. And we'll see what he does moving forward. But don't do that, my friend. You're giving these people the only chance they have to catch you.
Yeah. I'm down to one entry in this one as well. One of the remaining 1,000.
Still left?
Still left.
Did you talk to humans? I'll talk to him coming up.
No, I don't know how humans did.
He had 3, right?
Yeah.
Going in? Okay.
Hopefully
take me through it. What do you think?
Yeah. So I'll tell you this, too. My wife is playing in this contest with her good friend for the first time ever.
No.
She still has an entry
get
left.
Get out of here.
And they got one, by the way.
Your wife is still in?
I swear to God, yes.
No.
Yeah, they're still alive, and they got one entry. And I'll tell you this right now, Paulie, if it comes down to the two of us at the end of the year, there is no chop. Not happening.
That's great.
And I will rub that $18 million in her face.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't believe that. She's still in.
She's still in. First time she's ever played in her entire life.
Can you imagine that? So if you do the numbers, 400... Yeah, we're under 500 people if Denver and the Bears lose.
Oh, my God, yeah,
this
for
is
sure.
Because we're not even in a Thanksgiving yet. This is really getting wild here.
Yeah, we're down. I think I misspoke a little earlier. We're down to, if the Bears lost that game, what are we down to, 832 people?
Yeah.
At that point?
Yeah. I mean, the Denver thing Thursday, just no way. If the Raiders just had, all the Raiders had to do was run the ball 3 times and kick a field goal.
Ugh.
They should have been able to have a comfortable lead in the first half. The way that Denver was setting them up in the punter with the yips.
All right. So now, again, like you said, the Patriots are the team, jumps off the page playing Thursday night. And I believe I saw today 51% of the people in this contest still have New England to use. Like, how many will use them? How many people will actually say, I'm not going to be part of the herd?
Yeah.
I'm going to avoid them and hope like hell the Jets can pull a miracle. Because if I do, suddenly that's going to go from 1,000 people to 500?
A tough week, though. You want to use Houston on the road? You know, Packers on the road? It's, I don't think you can do it. Other small point spreads? Can't do Baltimore? Probably got to save them Thanksgiving. This is a tough week, man. I think you just take the Patriots and move on. Try to get the... Feel good about the Steelers? No, can't do that.
No. Let me get, you know what? Let me find out. New England here, their schedule.
Another time to use them? Yes, their schedule's a joke.
The Giants at home. They get Buffalo. They're at Baltimore. The Jets in week 17, Miami at home. They're at Cincinnati. You don't want to use them in there. That game, I don't think, do you?
They get Jets at home and they're in Miami at home?
Yeah, Miami's at home week 18.
Oh, right, at the Jets. I'd be at the Jets.
Okay, right, yeah, week 17.
Okay.
Yep. You're not going to use them at home to Buffalo. You're not going to use them at Baltimore.
Yeah. Just get on to the next week and use them.
Yeah.
Get ready, Las Vegas. Neon City Music Festival's here. A free all-ages celebration of music, food, and art. Great performances by Good Charlotte, Frankie Benjamin, Deadmau5, Two Friends, and more. Festival Without Fences brings you mouth-watering food, stunning 3D graphics on the vision screen, and great performances, all free November 21st through the 23rd. An experience you don't want to miss. Book your stay downtown at Circa. Details at neoncityfestival.com. Neoncityfestival.com.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. You can always tweet the show at VSiN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Paulie Howard. Up next, we'll get into this big Monday Night Football game coming up tonight from Lambeau in a couple of hours. Green Bay and Philadelphia, and some popular player props for tonight's game. We'll run them down for you. Next.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Big one tonight. What this could mean. Playoffs, yes, no, I think, for the Packers. Maybe their division hopes as well. Seeding in the NFC. Green Bay opened up a 2.5-point favor. Right now, FanDuel and DK, they have 1.5. Other books, I don't know if those are actually real books. I won't even name them. But they have Philadelphia laying 1.5. South Point here, and that is a real book in Las Vegas. They have Philadelphia right now, 1-point favorite. Caesars is a pick'em here at Circa. Pick'em as well. Total is 45. You said right away last week, if you know the NFL, like you think you know the NFL, Green Bay bounces back after an embarrassing loss to Carolina and they win this game. I'm on Philly. I bet them at plus 116 money line.
Well, the fascinating part here is what's going to happen on the ground and how many times will we see the tush push after Green Bay wanted to ban it. And they were leading the charge, the rematch of the playoff game last year when Green Bay was sloppy and turned the ball over and the epic game in Brazil as well. But it's also awesome for the props, too, and stuff that's available because you have so much firepower here with Jacobs and Hurts and Barkley, and how many times will Hurts take off? And also coming off the bye, these are big tickets here, and I'm surprised by the price. Was Hurts to have 10 rushing yards in each quarter is 50-1. And Hurts and Jacobs to have 25 yards in each half is 25-1. And then you can mix stuff in with Barkley and go Barkley Jacobs or Barkley Hurts or do stuff with all three of them as well. But I also think some of these wide receivers are going to cook. And Dobbs had a good game last week. Who's going to benefit catch-wise and prop-wise with the Kraft injury? And I think Dobbs should be able to go over 52.5. And I love what the OptAI says and what others think about the game that Devontae Smith is going to have. I mean, they think he's going to go over easy.
Yeah.
And have a piece. He was low as 52.5, and they're expecting him in the mid-70s, he can do here.
I think you can basically bank on that guy a lot of games now, right? He's turned into a really reliable receiver here. And by the way, the guy that Warren Sharp thinks will pop tonight with no Tucker Kraft is going to be Josh Jacobs. So he really likes over 2.5 catches. It's starting to tick up now with the juice again, like minus 155 or higher at a couple of these spots. Let me point this out, though, with Green Bay, right? Week one, early September against the Lions, to take out that team 27-13, and the Lions scored a garbage touchdown late. I think it was on fourth down. That was an A-plus game out of that team. Then they played the Thursday nighter against Washington. Now, they looked really good at times during that game. They also led 27-18, and Washington had the ball to come back down and cover. They couldn't put together a drive. Since that game, How did they not beat Cleveland? They blew a 10-0 lead and allowed that team to beat them in regulation 13-10. Inexplicable loss. The next week on Sunday night, they gave up 40. They scored 40, and they couldn't win the game against Dallas. Had the bye week. Out of the bye, a Cincinnati team that was dead and just traded for Joe Flacco that week. They were lucky to survive that game. Should have lost at Arizona. They were in trouble early for much of that game against Pittsburgh. Came back, looked great in the second half. The absolute stink bomb last week to Carolina. Like, it has been, we're going on 2 months now since this team put together a game where you're like, yeah, this team looks like one of the best in the entire NFL.
Yeah.
That's my big concern here.
Mm-hmm.
And now Tucker Kraft is in the conversation for, like, best weapon at tight end in the entire league. You're without him now for the rest of the year? Big loss.
Yep, no doubt. I know you said coaching edge to Philly. Better team Philly. And better spot for Philly. But you're really getting gloomy Gus here on the Packers as well. I'd be inclined to take the plus 850 on the Bills to miss. But you're not the only person who thinks if the Packers lose this, watch out. Now they get the gift that it'll probably be Wilson on Sunday
big
against
gift.
The Giants.
I think
no
that was
kidding.
A losable game.
Yeah. But all these, you know, Bears, Vikings, you can't say these are wins based on how this offense has looked at times. And as Nick Whalen told us last week, this is what I want to see. Play with some tempo. Stop with the slow stuff, okay? We only have a couple possessions per half.
Right.
Go some tempo. Stop with the stuff behind the line of scrimmage. Take some shots down the field and don't make bad decisions again if you're Love, which is easier said than done as he usually does it three times a game. And that horrible interception against Carolina, what he had. But all the weapons are there. And this should be one of the best teams in the league, and they have to do a better job defensively. So, still, what, they don't have an interception or the takeaways, lack thereof, what's right. going on with Green Bay. You know, the Jets don't have a pick as well. But the Packers need to start forcing some turnovers, and maybe it starts tonight.
Up to AI, as a result, right, it's kind of correlated here. As you said, DeVonta Smith, they have going for almost 80 yards in this game tonight, way over his prop number. That also ties into their numbers, really in love with Jalen Hurts again tonight. Prop is around 197 and a half. They go. He's not really touching 250, but he's getting like in that neighborhood for their projections. So that would be, if that comes in, then that's going to be a nice little ladder, like up to 220, 225 and beyond that.
God, this does not sound hard at all. Hurts and Jacobs, 25 rushing yards each half, 25-1. Hurts and Barkley, 22-1. And then you can do Jacobs and Barkley stuff as well.
What do you have for those two guys? I want like 10 yards rushing each quarter, maybe 25 rushing yards each half. I think I'm going to have to bet that. That's a
Jacobs and Barkley, 10 rushing yards each quarter, 14-1. 5 yards each quarter, 3-1. 50 yards each half, 70-1. And Jacobs had a big game on him in the playoffs before he left with an injury last year.
Mm-hmm.
Jacobs, 20 yards each quarter, 17-1. And Dobbs, 50 yards each half, 15-1. Barkley, 20 rushing yards each quarter is 12. 15 is 5. 10 is plus 220. Mm. 50 yards rushing in each half is a big number. I know he hasn't had the big performance, well, other than one. But you think you get him going. It's just there's so much. You know what I'm saying? These are star players.
Sure, I get it.
I mean, we're due for one of these where some of these guys go off and it's a big ground and pound game. But it's also some good action to have as well and play with some of these stuff because these are some big payouts. This is also the guru, John Hansen, who was on earlier today. He's been solid with his props, especially in the primetime games. He's making the case for Watson over.
Next up, Christian Watson. We're going over 40.5 based on the schematics of it all. They run cover three, cover one. Man, you want that. A lot, 52% of the time, as I said. Jair Alexander didn't make the trip. So now we're going to be looking at Adoree Jackson. And that's the matchup you want. They've been weak at that number two corner spot the whole time. I mean, at the end of the day, when you get past Philly's secondary, once you get past Cooper DeJean and Quinion Mitchell, they're all beatable. They have two studs, though, but the rest of the guys are beatable. I like Watson here over 40.5. downfield guy. You know, no Tucker Kraft. Wicks is banged up. Dobbs should see a lot more of the aforementioned Quinyon Mitchell. So it is setting up pretty well here for Watson.
I like that. Okay. And I think he'll catch a deep one too. And he's done that the last couple of weeks. So that's a good one by the guru, in my opinion.
Now, let me give you this. So you're talking about those Hurts props along with Jacobs at those big numbers.
Yeah.
Green Bay has allowed 53 yards rushing to opposing quarterbacks the entire year. By far the best in the entire league. Now, the quarterbacks they have faced. Twice they got Flacco in 3 weeks. Dak Prescott, Jared Goff, Jacoby Brissett, Aaron Rodgers, Bryce Young. The one guy who is good at running was Jaden Daniels, and he ran for only 17 yards. Mm-hmm. But he's like the one mobile quarterback they have faced this entire year.
That's a whole different ballgame tonight.
It is.
Yep.
It is.
And I'm sure they want to stick it to him, too.
How about Dallas Goedert, by the way? He is 2 touchdowns back of the entire league lead. He has 7. And
he's low, too. He's only 35 and a half.
Yeah, and Adams for the Rams caught his 9th yesterday. He leads the league. So that tells you how Goddard has been right there with him the entire year. Pretty damn impressive. Mm-hmm. Big-time threat when they get down in that area. Eagles are very good against tight ends. In fact, they've only allowed one rushing or one receiving touchdown the entire year. And Green Bay, they've allowed 5 receiving touchdowns to tight ends on the season. Now, they're not Bengals territory. The Bengals have allowed 12, but the Jags, Jets, Dolphins, they've allowed 7. They've all played 1 or 2 more games than the Packers, by the way. So that's you can get Green Bay in the air with using tight ends for sure. I like Goddard. I like Devontae Smith.
And no need to panic if they lose these next 2 games either.
Eagles.
Because the division's over.
Oh, yeah.
And after this, they have the Lions at home. Get well against Dallas. You play the Bears on Black Friday. Still haven't played Washington. You get the Raiders at home. So, no need to panic, although it'd be nice to get home field. But that's going to be an incredible race in the NFC. All these teams play each other.
I know it. And, oh, by the way, to your point, I'm looking right now at the remaining SOS. All those teams at the top of the NFC, they have, like, top 10 most difficult schedules remaining. Because they're all so good. We'll hit tonight's NBA and NHL cards coming up next. Impressive numbers here. Find out which team is 9-0 ATS in the first quarter coming up on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
I will hit the NBA and the NHL card here. Big schedule tonight in the association, Paulie. A lot of games played this weekend. Cup in full effect as well. I'll give you some trends here in this league to pay attention to. This stuff gets lost. We try to bring it up a lot throughout the entire week. In the NBA, the Denver Nuggets are 9-0 ATS in the first quarter.
Mm.
How do you like that? And Joker is averaging 13 rebounds and almost 12 assists per game right now. Career high in assists, leading the league in that number. Wemby's back to 10-1 to win the MVP.
Yeah, I know.
But also look at what Freak's doing.
I know. It's another one.
Guy's out of his mind.
Great start to the season. Absolutely. There's a lot of good stories. A lot of horrible teams, and they're losing their minds in Dallas as well. I expect Nico could be gone in the next week. Wouldn't be surprised. Mm. And the other thing is Klay Thompson benched now.
Yep.
Got his hands full. What are you? It's
so... how does he have? His legs are dead, man. Come on, they have to be. Right?
Poor guy.
Boy.
You can't win. You know, you've got a house with Megan Thee Stallion. Forget about it.
Well, he's not a young buck anymore.
No.
He's got the Stallion to deal with every single night. So
getting benched, going under his points prop every single game. It's wild.
And does he even care? Does he have the passion at this point to play? Bucks are 8-2 first quarter ATS, but only
you
3.
You got to save it for after the
game. Well, you know, boxers, right?
Yes.
They have to.
Right.
Yeah, they got to be careful.
Great scene in Raging Bull.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So Bucks are 8-2 ATS first quarter, but only 3-7 in the first half. Cavs tonight. How about this total against the Heat?
Hello.
247.
Number one in pace. Did you see this? Good breakdown from Tim McMahon. Essentially, it was a Bradley Beal for Norman Powell trade. Powell shooting 46% from 3 and averaging 23 a game.
Oh, he's having a great year.
What a year, Powell. Yes. So I can't recommend the under in this one. With this new offense. And the Miami Heat had 53 points in the first quarter the other night.
Yeah, and how about this? The game went under.
Yeah, it totally died.
How about that? I mean, I didn't see the in-play total, but I mean, it did die. Great but that first, so there's a first quarter angle, though. The Cavs are 7-3 ATS in the first quarter. Totals, the Heat and Magic are 8-2 to the over in the first quarter. The 76ers and the Hornets are 8-1 over in the first quarter.
Yeah.
First halves, Sixers and Kings 8-1 over. Heat 8-2 wow. over. Pacers are 7-2 under. The Mavs and the Hawks 7-3 under. The Hawks have to trade Trae Young.
Have to.
They're a much better outfit without him. And
we missed that one Friday. I teased it a little bit. A little bit. I was concerned that the Lakers got there early in Atlanta. You can get some trouble in Atlanta. A lot of things to do.
Good point. And there was no Reeves for that game, right?
They got blown out. They were never in the game. Absolutely. Also, check out what Durin's doing with the Pistons.
Oh.
Look at his props. 30-11, 22-22. You know, something. I don't think that's crazy to suggest the Pistons could get the one seed. Cavs maybe play with their food. Knicks go through the motions. This Detroit team, young and hungry.
Actually, you know what? I haven't looked. What are they to win their division?
All right.
I was on that team last year to win the East at like 300-1. If they got by the Knicks, we were cooking there. Because Tatum blew out the ACL in that series against New York. They're a good team. He's really coming on.
Plus 550.
Plus 550 to win that division.
Oh, good call.
I don't mind that.
Good call.
I don't mind that. By the way, shop around is always for props. You have so many areas to bet these games now, like these exchanges, the Kelsheys of the world, Poly Markets, Bet 105s, all that kind of stuff where you can get down on it. 2 3-point props that I'm looking at tonight. I have to come back with Sam Merrill. He did lose one of these over the weekend. But in this game where it's going to be up and down the court, and this Cavs offense, by the way, has been awesome as well. It's 2.5. I played plus 109 on him over to make 3. And with that many possessions in a game with a total that high against the Heat, I'll take my chances. And the other guy, this is a much smaller bet, but AJ Green now has lost 2 in a row. He almost got there again Friday night. He took 8. He's got an open look, final minute of the game, to hit his 3rd 3 of the game, and he didn't make it. Otherwise, he would have started 9-0. That crushed my soul a little bit. So yesterday, they played against the Rockets. He opened up 3.5. And now in the game, he didn't get there. I didn't bet it because it was 3.5. I'm not going to touch that. But in tonight's game, it's now he's either 1.5 against the Mavericks or 2.5. I got plus 148 on him over 2.5 threes in the game. I was going to lay off, but at that number, plus 148, I had to come back and take it.
All right. And the Mavs are awful.
Mavs are awful. Bucks in a back-to-back, and they blew the game yesterday in the fourth quarter against the Houston Rockets.
Yep. I had that one right. I called the Mavs as being a dumpster fire. Are you going to go against the Clippers then tonight? They are 27th in defense.
They're not a good basketball
team.
They
were third last year.
That's
Kawhi
right.
out. All these guys are too old. And this depth, I bought into it. This depth, who cares? They're too old.
Yeah, they are.
Yep.
I didn't like the makeup of the team. The move for Bradley Beal, you can have that guy.
Yeah, to get right. And what you did, get rid of Powell as well.
Sure.
A little bit concerned about Minnesota last night. They're on a back-to-back taking on the Jazz. Minnesota blew out Sacramento last night. Wemby going against the Spurs, another good matchup. And we'll see what Free can do, but I don't mind Durin props as well. And there's a lot of good stuff in hockey, too.
Yep. I got some numbers here. You can take it away, and I'll follow suit here.
Go on the first 10 at home. Home, Pittsburgh 7-0. Utah 5-0. VGK 7-1. Montreal 6-1.
By the way, let me add on VGK for 1 second here. Eichel has gone over his shots prop every game but one this year when it's 2.5.
Oh, really?
And you can find these numbers. Now, they've adjusted the juice, but you can find alternate books with alternate numbers at 2.5 and lay the juice if you want.
Okay, I like them over tonight. They play Florida out here. First period game. On the road, keeps coming in. Ottawa, going the first 10 on the road, 8-0. San Jose 6-0. Columbus 7-1. Seattle 7-1. We also mentioned earlier Toronto has played 11 straight overs and 14 of 16 on the season
for the game.
Some good hockey numbers there.
Okay. Our buddy Kevin Rogers tracks all this stuff, shares them with me, the NBA and the NHL. The Panthers are 11-4 under in the first period, by the way. But
I'll go in the first 10 might not be bad here, right?
The other team to the under is Washington. They're 10-5 under in the first period. Best teams of the over. The Ducks are 11-4. Good
they
win
can
by
score.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah, out here in Las Vegas the other night, 4-3 in overtime. The Senators and the Maple Leafs are 11-5 to the over. Bruins and Penguins are 11-6. And how about this? This is a great angle. The first period, both teams to score.
Yes, the BTTS.
To the no.
Love it.
To the no. Capitals games 13-2 to the no.
Wow.
Stars, Kings, and Oilers 13-3 to the no. Jets and Devils 12-3. No. Both teams to score in the first period. Rangers 0-6 with one push at home. Shut out in 5 of the 7. They're taking on Nashville. Big favorites. And like I talked about, Eichel over 2.5 shots on goal, 13 out of 14 games. Most books will move to 3.5 and have plus money. Again, if you want to bet it over, I have not been betting the streak. People that have, they keep plugging away at 2.5 over at like minus 150. And it's like the AJ Green thing. You bet it until it loses, which he finally did. But now with the adjusted number again tonight, I'm back on the train.
I don't mind all four games tonight on ice goal in the first 10. You have the Columbus angle, which is so good, which we talked about.
Right.
7-1. They're taking on Edmonton. BGK always jumps on somebody. Nashville, Rangers, and Islanders, and Devils.
Did you see that they're already chirping now in Sacramento? Levine's not happy. They're 3-7 overall. He said, we're way too talented of a team here. Too many talented players. They got absolutely...
Ask DeMar DeRozan, though.
Yeah.
He goes, what do you think of last year? He said it was a bleep show.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what did he say? Keep going?
Oh, they're unhappy up there. So right. They're going to have a fire sale, I would believe, at some point.
Oh, really?
This year. And, I mean, they got absolutely trucked by Oklahoma City over the weekend. In Oklahoma
and
City.
Minnesota scored 70 second-half points, I think, on them.
Yeah, I think they put up 144 on them.
They did, yeah.
Yeah. And Edwards is going bombs away now in every game. That's a guy you want to look at when it's the three-point prop is 3.5 over plus money. So he's back now after that injury. But so some stuff to watch there for sure in the NBA.
Yep. All right. Well, we're betting and also Ryan Kramer first touchdown props coming up. VSiN Pro subscribers now have exclusive access to all new AI player prop projections. It's awesome. Go up there every day. Powered by OptAI, the trusted data source behind elite soccer analytics in the UK. Data-driven projections for quarterbacks, wide receivers, and running backs. Exclusive NBA player prop projections compared directly to DraftKings lines help you find value. Check it out. NFL, NBA. Access it all, VSiN Pro subscription. There's great trends and a lot of guys on streaks up there in the NBA and NFL. VSiN.com/subscribe.
Oh, I think that you got to bookmark the site and you need to make that part of your daily handicap with the props, right? NFL, NBA, you got to look at the player prop analyzers and tie that into the Opta AI projections as well.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I stare at them at my house every single day getting ready for the show. I watch the screen move, odds that are moving, you know, whatever, have that up as well. And guys who I want to identify and try to, like, the streaks to begin the year are phenomenal before they really adjust the juice on some of this stuff. Powell's, by the way, a really good under-the-rated bat. Has his whole career been dynamite.
Bad move.
I would agree, yep. So like Paulie said, our best bets in pocket style coming up here on Follow the Money.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it, take it, take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1. You're right.
All right, fun week. Still trying to put together another monster run here. Kicking props, pretty good run. UNLV Colorado State over Friday, Saturday night. No help from Colorado State. That opened 57, closed 62, 42-10 Rebels. BYU plus 10. Much respect to Texas Tech. Guns up. They were awesome. And, man, that defense is nasty. What a job by Rodriguez and the crew in that win. Oh, boy. Yep. I had the Jags. Played 1.5. If you took plus 1.5 and then on teasers, condolences, because that's an all-time bad beat. 29-10 in the fourth quarter. And then the...
It's still 30-10 after they missed the going for two, you know.
Oh, right.
30-29, I should say, and you're holding 1.5.
I mean, you have to go 3 and out on the last 3 drives, and they have to go down and score, and they did.
Yeah.
And then the pick 6 to end it on the final play of the game. Madness. Absolute madness.
They got to Lawrence like every single play. That defense is just awesome.
Which leads me to this. My favorite bet of the week got there, which was Jacksonville longest made field goal of the game. No fair, Barron. Unfair, Barron. It was Matthew Wright. I'm telling you, I don't know what was going to happen, but I was here for the ramifications. I was convinced they were going to trot him out from 72 to win it. He was going to make it.
Same here. We were having my buddies and I were watching the game. Yep.
And there, like all hell was going to break loose. It's like, what are we doing? This is not even football. These guys come out, make a 72-yard field goal and decide the game. Chargers Steelers, over 3.5 made field goals, winner. Each guy missed one, too. Rams Ice Cream, 4.5, pummeled the Niners. Both teams, 33-yard field goal in the Charger game, winner. They both hit from 59. That lived up to the hype. Waddle over again. He got there early, had the long touchdown over 68.5. That's a winner. We keep it moving. May over rushing yards, no good. Bad beat with JSN. He had 80-some yards early, then took the big hit. Plus, it's a blowout. He finished with 93. Pierce got there in the second quarter, or first quarter, had the long touchdown. Pierce has gone over every single game. McCaffrey has gone over every single game but one. And look at all the targets and catches. Just like Robinson. I thought I gave that to you. No, Robinson? Gadsden was no good. He got hurt, although they got good news on him. He's day-to-day. But Gadsden left early with an injury. Also had 2 drops. He let me down in that one last night. Robinson, I think it's like 38 targets the last 3-4 games. It's nuts. Broncos to get the 1 seed, 5-1. Chiefs, money line, $1.70. Andy Reid, 13-1 off the bye with Kansas City. To the new place. Had a rough go of it with the dogs in college. Minnesota Friday night plus 23.5. I don't love the spot for the Ducks, who are great off a physical game with a ton of injuries. Their best wide receiver got hurt. A lineman got hurt. Now they got to come back short week at home laying a bunch to Minnesota. Notre Dame Pitt over. This is too low. You see what Pitt's offense has been putting up? And Notre Dame can cook. They can score. Over 54.5 in the marquee game Saturday. Rams money line against Seattle. I'm riding Stafford. Central Florida plus 24 against Texas Tech. Don't like the spot for the Red Raiders. Is Kiffin going to do it again? Lagway will start for Florida after being benched. Gators did it last year. All Dart and Old Miss had to do was win this game as a 2-touchdown favorite, and they lost in the swamp. Florida plus 15.5. And the Vikings money line against the Bears. Their luck will run out. The Bears have the 4th toughest remaining schedule, and they have won 6 of 7, finding a way to get it done with the Houdini Act. Vikings get the win. Good luck.
All right, Paulie, best of luck to you as well. All right, I know that this was up and down for me over the weekend with the plays. Let's begin going back to Friday night. Scotty Barnes did not get there with the 3s on Friday. Came back on Saturday and got it. That's no good for us. A.J. Green lost for the first time on Friday night, but that would have been 9-0 if he hits that one late 3. Also, I'll just go down in order. Drake May over 274.5 passing and rushing yards. That was a winner yesterday. Shaheed had 1 catch.
I know. How about that?
They didn't try to, but they didn't have to. I mean, the game is over
that's
with
fair.
In the first quarter.
I know. That's fair.
Sam Merrill went over 2.5 threes, minus 130. Clemson, money line, no problem against Florida State.
Yeah, no problem indeed.
Xavier Leggett was not, I don't think he had a target. Or if he did, he had 1 target. So that was no good on the anytime touchdown. And Rashad White, under 47.5 rushing yards. That was a winner. That New England Patriots run defense did it again. Valpo team total against Kentucky State under on Friday night. Hunter Henry had 1 catch yesterday.
Is that right?
What was that about? 9 yards,
weird.
I believe he finished with.
And then Mayfield couldn't stop throwing to Otten.
He had, 8 for 80 plus, I believe?
Who should we add? We need more Tez Johnson anytime. We got to get back on the Henderson bandwagon. And I got to keep playing Olave. He's number 2 in targets. He had the long touchdown.
Right,
Olave,
right.
He's part of the action.
Gary on Twitter today tweeted me a screen grab of the Offensive Rookie of the Year, and he said, don't tell me Henderson's going to steal this thing.
No.
He's 50-1. If he puts together a great second half of the season.
He's
the guy. He has to be the guy now.
I know, but Stevenson's got to have pictures of crap. And
they have a super easy schedule.
Yep.
Put me in a full panic mode. Pending, Eagles, plus 116 tonight. Drake May, most passing yards. Come on, we can do this, baby. 16-1. I think he's 105 now off the lead. Yeah, that wasn't good for the Cardinals' defense yesterday. The Walter Nolan Defensive Rookie of the Year, 75-1. And the Thunder to win the Cup, plus 225. I think they're around plus 175 now. Plays for tonight in the NBA. Betting numbers here. That's it. Sam Merrill over again, 2.5 plus 109. A.J. Green, I wasn't going to bet him. They made him 3.5 yesterday. No way I'm betting that. 2.5 now back at plus 148. You got my attention. I'll come back on the A.J. Green train again tonight.
Make the holidays unforgettable with Omaha Steaks. I have my delivery set. The steaks and the burgers, awesome. Delivered right to your door. Perfect for the holidays. Holiday roast, hand-selected gift packages. They deliver top-quality meats and memorable gifts that bring everyone together. Every steak is perfectly aged and hand-carved for exceptional flavor, and is a VSiN exclusive. You get 16 free smash burgers with any order of $129 or more, plus 50% off site-wide. OmahaSteaks.com/VSiN. Minimum purchase may apply. OmahaSteaks.com/VSiN.
I'll say this. The smash burgers are so good. And I don't know about you, but I always crave like a cheeseburger, always. And the smash burger has turned into the one that I have the biggest hankering for.
Yeah.
More than any other kind of cheeseburger.
You ready, Luke? Everyone's asking. Let's go to the crazy lady.
Kramer!
All right. Kramer prime time. First touchdown. Bigsby 100-1.
Tank Bigsby.
That's right. That's a deep cut. Hurts 8-1.
Well, okay.
Makes sense. Stick it to him.
Wait a second. He never goes chalk.
Musgrave, 18. Wilson, 18. First touchdown tonight. Kramer.
He always takes some flyers here, right? Like the defenses or the backup tight ends. He's going with both backup running backs tonight. Musgrave, I get it, right? For sure. No Tucker Kraft. And then Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts has been a thorn in my side betting first touchdown props for the Eagles going all the way back to the Kenneth Gainwell days from like 3 years ago because he just poaches so many of them.
Poach it.
But I also don't think that he's 8-1 very often. So 8-1, he's like 4 or 5-1 typically to get the first touchdown. And you know, by the
way. It's the ultimate I told you so. That's right. The front page right now on ESPN.com. This is not football. Inside the Packers-Eagles battle over banning the tush-push, the NFL essentially recruited the Packers to submit the ban for the proposal.
So they will do it to rub it in their faces tonight, and then they'll probably talk trash afterwards if it works. Like if they get to the goal line, even like the 2 or maybe even the 3, I could see them doing like back-to-back tush pushes here to prove a point tonight. The prop, by the way, was 1.5 total tonight in the game.
Come on.
Happened in the first drive.
Come on, man. We will not be on air. The game will already be over. When we hit the airwaves tomorrow, they're going against a team I've never heard of. Indianapolis plays tomorrow at 8 a.m. Pacific. And they've lived up to the hype with these games.
The Butler game was 112-80 on Saturday.
That opened 190, 191, and closed 194, 195, I think, in that range.
So back-to-back games
back-to-back
now.
Back-to-back games, right? You could have middled it. So get there early and then buy back late and then count your cash.
Hold on. I got to see. Merry Christmas. Do you see a number on that game anywhere?
I've never heard of, I don't know who they're playing. IU Columbus? Is that who it is?
IU Columbus, yeah. Eek,
Why are they playing at 8 in the morning on a Tuesday? Huh? What is up with that? Jaguars.
I don't care what time they play. If they post a number and we get down on it, it's small enough, have to bet it then.
Sure.
Wow.
Great discussion.
All right, so.
I'm trying to recruit a guest to come in tomorrow. Yeah, Davis Mills, 18-1 anytime. He went to the window to cash afterwards, and they wanted to know what he did for a living and where he worked. It's getting weird out there, folks. Their answer was, well, you know, because of the NBA props. I need more time to explain. Hopefully he comes in tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe this?
Yes, I can, actually, in 2025. Sure, why not? We're hanging out for another half an hour of VSiN Prime Time. By the way, following that program, Dustin has you with Cash. You know, you can wake up early tomorrow, Jensen and Dave, VSiN by the book, 7 a.m. Eastern.